Philadelphia police are trying to figure out who shot up a crowd of people in Fairmount Park last night and why. 11 people gunned down. Two were killed, 9 others injured. KYW's Tim Jimenez is at the scene this morning with the latest. Tim?
Yes, Carol, this is the Lemon Hill part of Fairmount Park. Police have been here since last night. There's yellow tape blocking off a section towards Lemon Hill Mansion. It's a large crime scene here, and there's also just garbage left behind from all the gatherings that happened here on Memorial Day. Some random, what we can see, sneakers, other shoes, other belongings scattered on the ground. Close to 10:30 last night, that's when people were still gathered here, and all of a sudden, police say a bunch of shots were fired. In all, they say 11 people were hit. Two of those victims, a man and a woman, were killed. Their identities have not been released yet. The rest of the victims, including kids ages 15, 16, and 17, they were taken to the hospital, and they're all stable. No one was arrested. Police did not recover any guns from the scene here. They're not exactly sure of how many shots were fired as well. It was so dark last night, so that was difficult for them to fully get a grasp of the scene here. And they had the police spotlights up as well here. But now that there's daylight, that certainly will help the efforts as they continue to comb through the crime scene. The motive for all this, they don't know. What one thing police say they will be doing, Carol, is looking at videos posted on social media that people took before and after the shots were fired here.
All right. Thank you, Tim. KYW's Tim Jimenez in Fairmount Park.